A reading from the prophet Isaiah. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of one who brings good news, who heralds peace, brings happiness, proclaims salvation, and tells Zion, your God is king. Listen, your watchmen raise their voices. They shout for joy together, for they see the Lord face to face as he returns to Zion. Break into shouts of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord is consoling his people, redeeming Jerusalem. The Lord bears his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
And we say the psalm together. It's in the leaflet. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Ring out your joy. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with the trumpets and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King,
the Lord.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. At various times in the past, and in various different ways, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets. But in our own time, the last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, the Son that he has appointed to inherit everything, and through whom he made everything there is. He is the radiant light of God's glory and the perfect copy of his nature, sustaining the universe by his powerful command. And now that he has destroyed the defilement of sin, he has gone to take his place in heaven at the right hand of divine majesty. So he is now as far above the angels as the title which he has inherited is higher than their own name. God has never said to an angel, you are my son, today I have become your father. Or, I will be a father to him and he a son to me. Again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when the angels had gone from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. So they hurried away and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what had been told to them. And everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As you see, have nothing. So I haven't got a long sermon. Nice and short. The birth of a child gives a mother and father so much expectation. That child relies on the mother and the father in the same way as Jesus relied on Mary and Joseph to feed, to wash, to clothe. That love is a special love. That love for a child. We've got a little baby here today, Anna Sophia. And the parents had no idea I was going to mention her before they walked in church. But can you imagine that baby surviving without the love of the mother and the father? We're the same. We rely on our Father in heaven. And we rely on Mary to intercede for us. That things all mothers do. No matter how bad we get, no matter how twisted we sometimes get as a child, you know, saying, oh, I hate this and I hate that. I hate sprouts. I'm not the only one that hates sprouts. I can tell. Pope Francis said in his Christmas message, God loves us. No matter whether you're the best or the worst of people, God loves us. And he did the ultimate. He gave his son for us. So this Christmas, just remember that. Remember that as a father, God protects and loves us. Mary gives us that help, that need, that reassurance that we all need in our lives sometimes when things get tough. And they do get tough, we know. But they're there, and all we have to do if we need help is ask them. They must have had it tough living in a stable, lying in a manger. Just imagine what that must have been like. We in our gas central heated houses, etc. You know, can you imagine the love to give up luxury to be born in a stable? That is the love, the ultimate love that God gives us this happy morning.